I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classic, a classic, and I think it's time for us, after the Oscars,
yeah,
to look at maybe the most influential movie of all time.
Well, this movie comes up so often in movie nerd conversations, and it's always very divisive. It's not divisive among cinephiles.
Right.
It's divisive among general movie-going people who are always asking the question, what is so great about Citizen Kane? Well, I think people go to it and then it's not a pleasing movie.
Yeah.
Here it's so great and they expect to be moved by it.
Yes.
Like in a way you might be moved by a classic film like It's a Wonderful Life. They think it's going to be like really funny or satirical, like the Philadelphia Story. So it's not that. It's a different kind of movie.
Whenever I recommend it to someone, I tell them it's not going to be your favorite movie. The adjective we're using is influential. So what do you think is influential about Citizen Kane?
First of all, narrative structure. Remember how earth-shattering Pulp Fiction was in 1994 because it jumped back and forth in time?
Yes.
Citizen Kane did that 50 years before that movie. Number two is the different styles of filmmaking that he uses. Right out of the gate, you got looks like a horror film. And then you go into the newsreel section.
Yes.
And then you got a character study. Yeah. And then the cinematography, the deep focus.
Many of his tricks had been done before, but nobody ever put them together the way he did.
Later on in the 70s, we got character studies. A movie took a figure and then just explored the character itself as opposed to putting all the emphasis on the story.
You mentioned the structure of it. As you look back to the ancient Greeks, they're pretty linear. Started here, ended there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And all of a sudden he jumps in the first 5 minutes, he gives you the whole story.
You have this visually dynamic cinematography. Now you have this element of a mystery. What is this all about? Right. What is this rosebud business?
Right. And he said himself he wasn't that exercised about the rosebud thing.
Yeah, it doesn't,
people picked up on him.
It adds a layer of investigation.
In the opening sequences, it's reported his last word was rosebud,
mm-hmm.
when in fact nobody heard it.
Right, because the nurse walks out.
Right.
That's another really brilliant sort of thing.
He's playing. That's how cocky he is. He's in his mid-20s.
Yeah.
And he has never made a film before, but he gets the best cinematographer in
mm-hmm.
Hollywood, Greg Tolan,
mm-hmm.
to come in and
right.
help him. And within a week, he's got it.
Yeah. The screenwriter, Mankiewicz, excited young filmmaker.
Oh, yes.
You know, Orson Welles hot off of all his Mercury Theater successes on radio and on stage and shaking things up. Made a lot of enemies. It did not perform well at the box office. It was critically well received.
Got best screenplay.
Just is not a warm movie. It's not a movie about...
And you mentioned how he stirred things up and did have quite a few people who were just jealous of him. Because he was such a cocky genius, it takes a while for you to say, ah, this is a work of genius.
It takes other filmmakers being astonished by it
sure.
and wondering how things were done. It begins to influence their own works, which begins to really sort of trickle down. It's like the trickle-down theory of cinematic influence. You said this movie is like Orson Welles playing, and I think maybe that is the best way, if you've never seen Citizen Kane. If you have this idea like it's a chore, just let all of that go. Approach it as, this movie is so much fun. What Rosebud is all about, and all that stuff.
He was having fun. I mean, he was going nose-to-nose with William Randolph Hearst. This was a big publisher of newspapers.
Yeah, and very influential guy.
He was satirizing him, mm-hmm. his relationship with Marion Davies, the comic screen actress. I can almost see Welles just enjoying himself. Along with your comments, the place in the film that best encapsulates that playfulness that we're talking about is when he walks into the newspaper office.
Yeah.
When he says, I think it'd be fun to run a newspaper.
Yeah.
In fact, I have engaged Tammy Shepard, who is a local artist, to do a portrait of Welles for me, for my living room. He's influential to me as well. And it's going to be
that moment. What is it about that moment and that character and that figure that you want to look at every day?
Yes. A person of genius who has probably not even an idea yet how a genius he is, but putting himself out there, steamrolling his way through Hollywood to make something that turns out to be the best thing that was ever made on film, that he's a young guy.
You love where Welles and Kane kind of come together.
Oh, I absolutely do.
And
that's a great
character.
Point, yeah.
Distill it into one phrase, have fun with Citizen Kane.
Yes, right. Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.